Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The architect of Obozo Care, Ezekiel Emanuel, Dr. Death, Dr. Death Panel, he's come out and said, you don't need a doctor. You just need to go to a kiosk. Remember Ja'Kari Jackson went to Walmart and they had some robot literally diagnosing with diabetes and say he was obese or whatever? Even though he's in great shape. I mean, that's the type of stuff that's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. Walmart robo-doctor kiosk promotes Obamacare. Elysium-like machine tells Ja'Kari Jackson he's obese and should sign up for Obamacare. And so we're going to show that report along with that with Stefan Molyneux. Coming up in the next segment, here's a big story we're going to be covering. CIA employees face new inquiry amid clash on detention program. Turns out the CIA was spying on the Senate. Well, of course they were. So that's all coming up. Right now, let's go back to your calls. On the IRS taking the fifth, even though they tell you you can't on your tax filings. But hey, you know, four legs good, two legs better. Here on the animal farm, Joe in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just doing a little radio show, you know.
Awesome. It's just another example of how it's one set of rules for them and a different set of rules for all the rest of us slaves.
Well, slaves is the operative word because it is an unconstitutional tax. It is in the Communist Manifesto to have an income tax. The average American didn't pay an income tax till 1951. I mean, this is an alien thing. I'll never forget that Ron Paul was on CNN once and, what do we do if we get rid of the income tax? What'll build the government? What run? He goes, this capital was built before we had an income tax. The income tax doesn't run the country. It goes to interest on the debt of the Federal Reserve. But hey, don't let facts get in the way of it. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. Make a point.
Well, you know, here's the thing. If they're going to continue to ignore us and implement things that we don't want, like an example, Obamacare, you know, you fully implement that when we told you we don't want it. We're not going to pay taxes anymore. Life, their lifeblood of this whole system is money. If they don't have money, they can't function. They can't send troops into attack if they don't have money to pay them. So cut them off.
Very well said. No, I agree. And withdraw consent from the system, speak out against it, take our moral authority away from them. Point out that literally we're run by offshore banks, and it's over. The occupation will begin to fall. They want us poor. The globalists admit this. They set the economy up to make it artificially scarce because they don't want us being, quote, uppity. I appreciate your call. By the way, Paul Watson was on for a long time last night on the Savage Nation with Michael Savage breaking down the whole Ukraine situation. It's an excellent in-depth talk by two men. One in the UK, one in San Francisco, California, on what happened there. And it's a fascinating interview. I was listening to it this morning and was almost late to work. I wasn't really late to work, but I wanted to get here 2 hours early. I only got here an hour before showtime because I listened while I was getting ready this morning doing research to the whole interview. And it's up on Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson and Michael Savage really discussing hardcore issues, breaking the left-right paradigm, drilling into the geopolitical machinations of the New World Order. Stefan Molyneux, philosopher, futurist, best-selling author, will be joining us, hailing from Canada. He's going to be in studio in the next segment, a little bit into the next hour with us. But I'm sure we'll be able to talk about the IRS with you guys, Steve and Robert and Fred and Dave and Mike and many others. We will be getting to all of you with him as well. But I'm going to first cover the status religion, which he agrees is more dangerous than a lot of people that are controlled by establishment religion. And again, I'm a religious person. I'm a spiritual person, but I'm not an establishment religion person. But I don't get mad at folks that say, I can't see it, I don't believe it. What I get mad at is atheists that tend to replace one thing with the state being God, and he agrees that those atheists are dangerous.
Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face get clearer. The past is
Stefan Molyneux is with us about 10, 15 minutes into the next hour, and we'll have open phones throughout that third hour coming up, interspersed with news. Stefan is here in Texas going around on tour, best-selling author from Canada, and I wanted to get him in here to talk about his futurist view on the world and where things are going, but to also go over some of the contemporary news that is unfolding in the world today. And then we also have government-run health care, where now they promise no new regulations on doctors. It is 155,000. And the coming changes are vast. The number of codes will explode from 17,000 under the current system to 155,000 under the new one, according to the Centers for Medical and Medicine Services. And it's designed to totally destroy all free independent medical centers, doctors, you name it, all the smaller clinics and hospitals. It was written by big hospitals and foreign insurance companies and offshore insurance companies to totally shut everything down but them. It's a monopoly takeover to take you from 40 hours to less than 30 hours a week, to not cover pre-existing conditions. Government being involved with corporations screwed up our health care. If you think it was already bad, it was the best 50 years ago here in the U.S., hands down, not debated. Royalty came here from around the world. Now it's going to be the worst. So the Weekly Standard has those numbers. We're also going to be getting into the architect of it, Ezekiel Emanuel. We have the clip coming up. He says, we'll get to it at the bottom of the hour, you don't even need a doctor. It's like Cuba. I mean, you've got plenty of doctors in healthcare. You just get a cane if your knees are bad, or a cane if you're going blind. I mean, just a cane is the answer. So everybody's like, I want the healthcare like England. You ever watch the parliamentary stuff on C-SPAN where they admit 18 months to get a broken leg fixed and stuff? I mean, wow, you folks, you're really in for a rude awakening. Just like we told you Obamacare would increase your prices. We're going to get into this move to disarm people as well. And the whole climate change push for taxation, just a bunch of news with our guest. And Hillary Clinton calls Vladimir Putin Hitler, takes one to know one. This is all coming up with Stefan Molyneux. And again, he is the founder and host of Free Domain Radio, one of the largest and most popular philosophical shows in the world, with more than 2,400 podcasts, 10 books, and 50 million downloads. That's an old bio. It's more than that now. And he spread the cause of liberty, philosophy to listeners throughout the world. And I'm not going to go over his whole background, but prior to that, he was a thriving career and software entrepreneur and executive. In 2006, he left his work in the tech industry to devote his efforts to Free Domain Radio. Now a self-identified full-time parent and philosopher or thought criminal, Stefan speaks regularly at liberty-themed events across North America and South America. And he's author of two novels, Revolutions and The God of Atheists, as well as eight nonfiction books on relationships, government, and religion. And freedomainradio.com is his site. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, if you just joined us, with Infowars.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. Before I go anywhere, I want to thank you for coming to join us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I'm actually in town for the Texas Bitcoin Conference tomorrow. And it's a real pleasure to, I mean, we've done a couple of shows remotely, so it's very nice to be able to do a show face-to-face.
Well, it's good to have you here, brother. Now, there's so much I want to throw out, but I want to cover the waterfront here.
Yeah.
Quantifying, because I know you're a smart guy when it comes to history. That's why I like having you on, because I'm somewhat of a history novice myself. Looking at the wider spectrum, I believe undoubtedly we're in the bottom of a very decadent phase in the cycle, but coming out of that could be renaissance. I want to see, A, if you agree with that, B, what do you expect the statists, who are the biggest religion in the world, versus one of the other largest religions, the liberty lovers, you know, who just are into humans and human empowerment, call it a religion if you want. The point is, humans tend to organize in that fashion. What do we do, and what's going to happen as the statists discover it's not delivering, it's a fraud, it's a lie? They tend to double down and call for 100% taxation. The taxing class tends to start engaging in tax fraud, where you have a $3,000 truck and they say, we say it's worth $30,000. That's now happening to friends of mine who have like 93 Chevy Silverados. And then the state just says, sorry, pay that. We're not giving you your sticker. This is happening everywhere. What's going to happen as they double down historically? What comes out of that? What are they going to go through with the singularity stacked on top of it, with all the societal crises and all the and super bugs and like everything coming to a head? What do you expect to happen?
Well, violence, of course, is an addiction, and most addictions have to run their course. You know, most people who get involved in addictive behavior end up escalating and escalating and escalating, and our focus on trying to use government violence to solve complex social problems, I think you're right. It's in its death throes. I mean, how much further can it go? I mean, taxation, if you count debt and so on, and you count all this scaled taxes all embedded in your income and in your bills and in your regulations and so on, 60, 70, 80%, who even knows what it is? How much bigger, how much more powerful can you get? How much more debt can a country run into? How many more military bases can the United States have overseas? I think we're reaching the end, mathematically and morally, of this focus on trying to use the state to solve social problems. The idea that you can solve social problems voluntarily and peacefully and virtuously and cooperatively is an Enlightenment idea that got eclipsed by the progressive movement, the communist movement, the socialist movement of the 20s, where a whole bunch of people...
Who claims the moral high ground.
Yeah, claim the moral high ground. We can solve poverty. We can solve illness. We can make everybody educated. We can teach the poor. And now, I mean, the whole thing is completely unraveling. You don't see a lot of calls outside of Obamacare, which I think was pretty unique in that the Democrats just had all the cards in one moment in history. You don't see a lot of call for big government programs. You don't actually even see that much of a call for more government spending on things like education because they're spending so much and getting so little result. I think people are recognizing that more money, more power is not going to solve the problem. And then people are beginning to look for alternatives. It's still early, but we have to be out there saying, no, coercion is never going to work to solve these problems. Coercion is like a drug for a toothache. You know, you take heroin for a toothache, you feel fine for a little while, and then the rot sets in deeper, and then when you do finally go see the dentist, it's way worse than if you'd gone up front. So in a democracy, you can bribe a whole bunch of people with the money of the unborn. You can sell off, the fetuses to the banksters around the world. The bill comes due, and the longer we push it off, the worse it's going to be. And I think people are just kind of getting around to the point now.
And there's not any economists that deny that now.
No.
You're right. We've reached the point now where 10 years ago we talked about this. Oh, that doesn't exist. Now... it's like, okay, you're right, it's going on, but what are you going to do about it?
Well, the stimulus package, the whole Keynesian thing, right? Like, oh, well, there's a dip in the demand, which is the result of prior Fed policies and pushing everyone into a home policies. And people say, well, the stimulus package is going to even things out, and then it's going to grow again. Well, they had the largest stimulus package in the history of the known universe, and the economy is still a complete mess. So I think people are no longer, they're hitting the gas pedal, but there's no gas getting to the engine. I think people are recognizing it's just not working anymore. And I hope that people are beginning to look at voluntary options for solving some very deep social problems, half of which are natural to the human
community. Sure, but what do you expect to happen in the interim as those that follow the God of the state discover that the golden calf isn't going to deliver?
Well, you say some of them are going to double down. And those people we have to call out on a moral basis. I think the practical argument has been won. You know, libertarians have been saying for 40, 50 years, or if you count classical liberals, 250 years, that the state is not going to produce anything good in the long run. We've won the practical argument because the results are just so catastrophic around
Thomas them. Jefferson is right.
Yeah. Nobody's arguing, well, a bit more state and we'll be fine. You know, I mean, this is the death throes of the addiction to state coercion. But what we need to start hitting people with, Alex, is the moral argument that when they say more taxation will solve the problem, what they're saying is more violence, more theft,
more stealing,
more debt is going to solve the problem, that they're advocating an escalation of violence to solve complex problems. We've got to call them out morally. The practical argument has been won, but we need to hit them hard in the moral solar plexus, so to speak.
I agree with you. Let me just throw a total wild card at you because I keep seeing this in the news. Every time I turn around, leaders in government and the people that are over the, quote, child porn investigations are reportedly involved in it. Here's the Daily Mail. Why did number 10 cover up AIDS child porn arrest? Downing Street only confirms details when pressed by mail as further sex allegations against PM's friend emerge. Here's an example of government. Statistically, truancy officers and CPS... people can look this up at the highest level of pedophilia. So the people that are overstopping it are the ones that are involved in it. I mean, right there proves the whole state argument. Why is that? What is that?
People who wish to do evil congregate to the state. I mean, this wasn't the BBC. This is the government run. You have to pay the taxes for it, whether you like it or not.
A bunch of pedophiles run it.
Yeah, a bunch of just Jimmy Savile and all these people with like a 30-year pedophile ring going on up there. People in power are the people who want power, are the people who want to get over the rules they're imposing on others. I mean, you read this John Kerry quote about how horrible it is to invade a sovereign country when he was talking about Putin and Ukraine? I mean, the level of hypocrisy shown by those in power is astounding. It's like watching two alcoholics scream, "You're a drunk," at each other when they're both complete alcoholics. So people who want to do great evil gravitate to where you're exempt from the moral rules and exempt from the law, which is at the top of the status apparatus. That's why expecting the state to save us from evil, the state is a giant magnet for evildoers, and it gives them the most possible power that you can have in this known universe. So it seems to me that if you want to do terrible things like rape children... yeah, gravitate towards the government. The SEC, during the financial crisis, the lead up to the financial crisis, the amount of pornography that was found on the SEC computers ran into the thousands. They had PowerPoint presentations of rampant pornography being developed and shown in the SEC while they were supposed to be guarding everybody's financial interests. Well, you know, if you're into looking at porn at work, of course you want to go work for the government, because in the private sector, you'd be tossed out.
It's just amazing how disconnected they are. And really, historically, it's government, Nero, Caligula, the examples are legion, that become delusional, announce their God, and then build pyramids and say, bring your children up here to be sacrificed to me, to show your ultimate service to them. And the whole world becomes a giant Jim Jones cult drinking government Kool-Aid. We'll be right back with Stefan Molyneux.
Who has the perfect piece of gear for your bushcraft pack or bug-out bag?
CanteenShop.com.
Want to be able to start a fire in any weather?
CanteenShop.com.
Need a well-built, handcrafted knife that'll be passed down for generations? Get to CanteenShop.com for the best selection of high-quality, hand-picked gear from over 20 small U.S. businesses and big-name brands to bring you the best that the bushcraft survival world has to offer. CanteenShop.com. What's missing?
What's missing from your kit?
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
We will not be forgotten.
We are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones. Stefan Molyneux is with us, I guess, 20 minutes of the next hour. We'll start taking your calls coming up here in about 20 minutes on any subject you'd like to discuss. IRS persecutions, you name it. Lois Lerner taking the fifth, even though the IRS tells American slaves they can't take the fifth on their tax forms. And then we're going to get into the fake global warming and Stefan Molyneux's take on that. The incredible anti-gun confiscation garbage that's going on. the victim disarmament that's going on is unprecedented. Now Bloomberg wants Facebook to not allow you to have pro-gun posts defending the Second Amendment. I mean, this is really unprecedented. The statists are now losing the intellectual battle, so they're moving towards censorship. That's coming up in the next long segment. This segment's only 6 minutes long. And, Stefan, I know you're a big geopolitical analyst. I wanted to get your take on the situation in the Crimea, in the Ukraine.
Well, I guess the first thing to recognize is that up until 1953, the Ukraine was part of Russia, and they still very much identify. I mean, the whole eastern half of the country speaks Russian and is very nationalistic, very Russian nationalistic. It is one of the most corrupt autocracies in all of Europe. In fact, in all of the world outside of Africa. I mean, the level of corruption is...
It's a mess.
...staggering. I mean, the amount of debt and so on. Now, they want to join the EU. A study came out... I shouldn't laugh because it's just tragic, but a study came out in, I think...
Out of the fire into the furnace.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of corruption in the EU has been estimated conservatively as about the same size as the entire economy of Ukraine. So the idea that they're going to go to the EU to try and get away from corruption is completely mad. Yeah, it's out of the frying pan, into the fire. Now, of course, Russia has for many years been paying the Ukraine to store the black, so the Fourth Fleet is in Crimea. And when in a time of instability, when they don't know which way the government is going to go, it seems to me, I don't know for sure, but it seems to me that Putin is simply saying, I need to go in and secure my fleet. Because I don't know what's going to happen to the government. And this is exactly, I mean, if Turkey was about to be taken over, if America thought Turkey was about to be taken over by a communist government, they would move in to secure their bases. They would move in to secure their military assets. It seems to me that...
Plus, this is right on the Russian border.
Yeah.
And used to be part of Russia. So it's and I'm not defending Russia. It's just the West is in there starting the whole thing is my issue.
Yeah, and of course, Russia, Putin, one of Putin's arguments is, look, he says, I stood behind the America when they went into Iraq, which I disagreed with, when they wanted some of the Eastern Bloc countries to join EU and NATO, I didn't stand in the way, but, you know, enough interference, you know, he feels that the West is coming in and interfering on stuff right on the border. And remember what happened in 62 when the missiles were going to be installed in Cuba? I mean, America went insane because it was right off the coast of America, and this is right off the coast. Oh, right off the coast. It's right attached to Russia, and it was a former satellite. So
no, but you're right. They're moving NATO ships into that area as well.
Yeah.
And so America, it's a major escalation.
And America has been spending $5 billion over the past 15, 20 years to promote its agenda in Ukraine. And, you know, there have been some reports that some of the protesters are being directly paid by American satellite organizations and so on. So that is an extreme invasion of sovereignty of Eastern Europe and of Russia. Again, not to defend Russia. It's an autocracy and Putin's a horrible thug.
But it's a giant provocation. And in common law and in common sense, you start something, you lose moral high ground, which shows the delusional nature. With Kerry saying you can't invade countries when they just did this to Syria, they just did this to Libya, and now they actually started this operation, it just shows the hubris. You raised the point of Sarah Palin and Mitt Romney and Obama laughing at them.
Yeah, so in a debate with Mitt Romney in the last cycle, Mitt Romney said, well, you know, Russia could do something in the Ukraine. And Barack Obama laughed at him and said, the 1980s are calling, they want their foreign policy back. The Cold War's been over for 20 years. Now, I think the Democratic Party has always had a pretty soft spot for Russia since the Aldra Hiss incident and the HUAC, and they were covering up so much of spies, Russian spies inside.
Well, yeah, I mean, putting libertarians and conservatives and freedom lovers in death camps is their dream, so Stalin was kind of their rock star.
Yeah, and the covering up of Stalin's crimes and all of this kind of stuff. So people,
let's just put it this way. They have pinups, spread centerfolds of Stalin.
Oh, yeah. They've really been very pro-communist, very pro-Russia, because they're on the left, right? Because, I mean, you know, the moment it's like... Anti-Russia on the left is about as prevalent as anti-war sentiments when you have a Democrat in the White House. So, yeah, so I think that they're not really seeing things very clearly. Russia has changed to some degree, but it is still remains very autocratic, very, very dictatorial. And, you know, this guy came out of the KGB ranks, not known for its touchy-friendly democratic feeler. So I think it is not something that is going to be a huge escalation situation. It's just that they've moved to protect their military assets when there was an unstable government. That seems to me... I mean, I don't agree with any of it. I mean, it's just a bunch of thugs, but I can...
And the EU just wants to liquidate another corrupt state and suck it dry, and this group of thugs want to be paid off by the EU for the assets. I mean, all it is Russia and the EU and George Soros struggling over looting something.
Well, and now, you know, the way they're being bought off, and it all comes back down to buying people off. It's all just a mafia movie in nice suits. But they all end up getting, so now the EU is going to put a $15 billion aid package in. America's going to kick up in another $1 billion.
Loan guarantees.
Yeah, the banks just are getting paid.
It's like a payday loan.
Yeah, the banks just get paid and the poor get poorer. It's the same story over and over.
All right, I want to come back and cover a host of issues from global warming to the gun grab with Stefan Molyneux and your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Talk show host, best-selling author, Stefan Molyneux. He's in studio with us for this end of the next hour. Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment, I promise, for folks that have been holding, like Steve and Dave and Fred and Todd and Robert. We'll get to all of you. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I really do want to cover a whole swath of things with our informed guest here today and pick his brain on everything from Bitcoin to the attack on the Second Amendment and free speech and how that's now intersected with Bloomberg wanting to censor pro-gun Second Amendment defense online. And this is just unprecedented, really criminal level larceny going after our basic rights. I mean, we should all just be burning with anger. I guess the tyrants have gotten us where we're used to being run over by them. It's just, it's like deer in the headlights. I'm dumbfounded now by how arrogant they are. But it is good to see the awakening happening. But Stefan, before I segue off into a bunch of my questions, what are some points you haven't gotten to yet?
Well, actually, let's lobby it back to you, Alex. How do you feel about the departure of Dear Piers Morgan from the fair shores of the United States? Do I need a Kleenex for you? Is a tear in your eye with great sorrow to see the anti-gun advocate exit the scene?
In a way, I am sad because him talking down his nose at everybody and being arrogant and basically saying, you know, Americans were all running around with coonskin caps backfired. He didn't implode. He imploded day one. He never succeeded. He effectively wasn't on the air anymore.
Mm.
He took 2 million viewers every night and had it down to 380,000 when he left. And it's the same for MSNBC. They're all in free fall. So I ask you the question. Maybe zombies are real. I always thought it was medically impossible. This, you have zombie banks. This is zombie media.
Well, look, I mean, the gun thing is tricky. And it's not tricky because the facts aren't on the side of the First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights guys. It's just tricky because people see a gun and they think violence. They don't think protection.
Sure, I get it.
People see a cop with a gun and they think protection, but they see a private citizen with a gun, and the less intelligent among us are like, ooh, that's violence.
Hollywood's told them that.
Yeah, and so the idea that guns prevent crime is kind of confusing to people. And, you know, it's like you exercise and you feel tired. It's like, well, how is this supposed to make me feel stronger? It's like you make you feel tired. So for people who just live on the surface and say, oh, there's a gun, that must mean there's crime, as opposed to the idea that guns prevent, millions of crimes?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
But what you don't see, people have a tough time with, right?
40-plus crimes are stopped, FBI's own numbers. They don't like to advertise for every time it's used in a crime.
Right, right. And they say, well, you know, you're more in danger of shooting yourself with a gun and all that kind of stuff. It's like, I think statistically, this is all very false.
Well, it's like saying you can't have a car, you might get killed with it. I mean, nothing's safe.
Right. So there is this weird, dumb thinking where if you get rid of guns, you get rid of violence, which is, again, it's just not true. It's like, you know, then why don't people say, well, let's get rid of police and we'll get rid of arrests and we'll get rid of jails and then there'll be no violence. Because nobody is fundamentally against guns. What they are for, the anti-gun people, what they're for is for guns to be centralized in the hands of the elite. They are for the guns being centralized in the hands of the cops. Because if you have anti-gun laws, cops with guns need to go around to people's houses and take those guns away. Nobody,
which is now happening in Connecticut and California.
And nobody, this is one thing to be really clear with anti-gun people, they're not anti-gun. They are very pro government guns. They're just anti-private citizens' guns, which is always something that happens.
That's right. It's the ultimate form of discrimination.
Yeah.
That's why they obsess on religion and race and sexual preference, because they don't care about all that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to foreign banks getting bailouts, when it comes to them being exempt, diplomatic immunity, they have bodyguards. We don't. They're flaming hypocrites.
Yeah, why don't you get the Secret Service to stop having guns if not having guns around prevents crime? It's like, I mean, they spend so much money protecting the president with massive amounts of military force, and then for private citizens, you can't have protection, but they love it. They love it when you don't have private protection. Why? Well, you know why? Because then you're dependent on the government for protection, which will never come. Look what's happening to Detroit. It takes an hour or two to get someone to come by after an 9/11.
And the police chief said, buy a gun.
Yeah, and basically they're there to identify your body if you're, you know, unlucky. So the government is continually breaking your leg and saying, then giving you a crutch and saying, see, without me, you couldn't even walk. And this is what they do. They want to take away your protection the same way they want to take away your capacity to create your own jobs, so then you're dependent upon government providing you minimum wage security and all that kind of stuff. They want to take away your capacity to save, so you're dependent upon them for old age pension.
And then they even write white papers like Cloward and Piven admitting it.
Yep. Absolutely. The creation of a dependent underclass is one of the most savage aspects of late model democracy. And it's resisted to some degree by the Republicans, but it is avidly pursued by the Democrats. And now, of course, they want to make you dependent on the government for your health care, one of the most sensitive, difficult, emotionally draining and unstable things that happens. They're going to keep breaking the system until they say, look, we have to take it over. It's so broken.
And by the way, you said that, everybody else said that, because we know how they operate in other countries. It's not like this is the first time they've done this. We watch them over and over again. And then even Ezekiel Emanuel comes out and says, yeah, we're trying to wreck the healthcare system right now. I mean, if I was trying to wreck a fire department, I should be thrown in jail if I wanted to burn down the fire department. He wants to burn down the healthcare system, destroy our, and then he's a hero. And he admits it on Fox News.
It's terrorism. It's terrorism. You know, by any rational definition, it is terror.
That's right. He's a terrorist.
Yeah, you are destroying the lifeline for human beings to survive illnesses. and you are making them dependent upon a system. Now, at the beginning, this happened in Canada, which nationalized healthcare a generation or two ago. Now, the first generation gets it pretty good because the doctors all grew up in that system in the remnants of the free market. They're used to doing house calls. They're used to being really good at serving.
They're honorable.
Yeah, that doesn't just change.
It's a ghost in the machine. And
then it takes a while for that echo effect to fade away. And then the next generation of doctors who come in who never faced any free market restrictions or never had to do customer service, and they basically get paid by the government for ignoring their patients. The second generation is where it really, really gets hit hard. And that's what happened in Canada as well. First generation. Yeah, doctors still working hard. They're still caring about that. But you don't suddenly stop caring because the government takes over. But the next generation of doctors, you know, it's like the first generation of the NASA engineers did some great stuff. You know, what have they done over the last 30 years? They've just kept photocopying the space shuttle and calling it progress. And, so this is one thing that is an illusion, that when you take something over and you've got some free market remnants, it actually works relatively okay and it slowly goes out of focus over time. Then the next generation, as is so often the case with the government, gets really hosed with debt and a completely dysfunctional system. I mean, when they first privatized the educational system, the teachers didn't wake up not caring anymore, right? But a generation or two later, when you can no longer get fired and everyone's just going in there to hide out from any
public
free market, then it gets worse and worse and worse. But by then, the system is too embedded to undo with anything short of revolution. I mean, sort of a verbal revolution, a revolution.
And no one can deny it. Look at all the numbers. I mean, the metrics, the lowering test scores, the physically lowering IQ, the obesity, the cancer rates, the saving rates. I mean, every gauge, the West is in free fall. And the problem is, you look at everywhere else, they've never even gone up to the heights to fall. I mean, it's a bad... What do you expect if we don't get the new renaissance going? An absolute new dark age? I mean, this is a pretty bad situation.
Yeah. The one thing that is so frustrating, as a former technology entrepreneur and executive, one thing that's so frustrating, Alex, is that the remnants of the free market keep creating all of these incredible things. You know, like cell phones where you can video around the world, you know, when you're on a data plan virtually for free. And all of this stuff that is so incredible, the human productivity, human connectivity. You know, we have the new Gutenberg press, as you and I talked about in a show before, which allows us to communicate the greatest ideas with no gatekeepers, no people in the way between people who've got great ideas and people who can receive them. You don't have to pass through the censorious filter.
Yeah, we're not saying the technology is bad. It's just that Sauron's trying to put his will into the computers.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The government keeps taking it over. And that which was designed to facilitate communication and spread ideas is now being used to...
Well, it's like you said, the paradox. It's true, historically. A freer country creates so much wealth, everyone's bathing in luxury, then the kids become spoiled, they don't appreciate it, decadence comes in, tyranny comes in. How do you get by that cycle? By having huge human goals that we individually believe in, so collectively carry out?
Well, my argument is that you have to rethink all the basic human institutions that we have inherited from history. Everything that is inherited is open to question. You know, we did this with slavery in the West, right? I mean, the Western European Christian culture fought.
We ended it, so we get blamed with it.
Yeah, of course, naturally, right? I mean, nobody's going to the Muslims for reparations. They had a far harsher slave trade than the West ever.
Well, it's going on right now.
Yeah, and only 5% of the slaves in the Atlantic trade ended up in America, which, you know, it doesn't justify the institution, but it certainly means that if you're going to look for scapegoats for slavery, you don't start with America. But what happens is every institution, now we've inherited this centralized collective violent monopoly called the state. I think we need to open it up to question. Is this the best way to organize society? Do we really want to get stuck in this continual cycle where the government lets you have some freedom, you generate some wealth, the government takes that wealth and uses it to expand itself at your expense and eventually kills the goose that lays the golden egg? This cycle has been around since ancient Egypt, ancient Rome, ancient Greece, the modern British Empire, German Empire, Austria, Hungarian Empire. It's the same thing. A little bit of freedom. Make some money. Government taxes grows into an empire.
They become arrogant, disconnected.
Yeah. And then there's this, you kill the remnants of the free market. I mean, where is America down now? They went down like 5 or 6 points in the economic freedom.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's like scores of countries ahead of us now.
Yeah.
And in freedom of the press and everything, we're going down.
But on the plus side, the mainstream media appears to be having a good internet stake being driven through its heart, which I think is a glorious end to a ghastly beast.
And that brings me to my next point. They will then respond by trying to censor. And there's moves, and I'll let you deny, man-made global warming, Bloomberg moves to ban pro-gun speech, Facebook now working with a former New York mayor to censor support for the Second Amendment. And it goes to these anti-gun sites where they're in talks and admit he's funding it. to not let pro-Second Amendment speech be on Facebook, and they can have bots that block it. We've already seen our pro-gun memes being blocked. People go, well, that's their own. They own that site. They advertised it as a commons.
Yes.
They built it on our material, like YouTube, and then now they're clearly in. I mean, this is.
We don't know what they're being threatened with behind the scenes. I mean, I can't imagine that.
I'm just saying that's outrageous.
No, it is.
Now Bloomberg wants to get rid of free speech.
That's the beauty of it, though.
Son of a bitch.
They only shoot at the airplanes over the target. Right. When you get close to the target, that's when you get the anti-air.
Oh, we're kicking their butt.
Yeah. So the fact that, I mean, you know you're achieving something when the powers that be don't like what you're doing. You know a drug works on an illness when the illness, if it were conscious, would hate that drug, right? So the fact that there's outrage and frustration and counterattacks.
Squealing.
It's beautiful. I mean, if you know you're doing nothing if it doesn't, you know, if nobody is bothered by anything you're doing. That's a great quote from Churchill where he said, "You have enemies. Good." That means that you have stood up for something sometime in your life. And the fact that people are being attacked for pro-free speech, for pro-gun, for pro-freedom, for pro-trade, for anti-tech.
Yeah, don't take it like, oh, I better give up. Take it like I'm affecting something.
I'm onto something here. I'm bothering bad people. That's what good people are supposed to do. We're supposed to bother bad people. That's the whole point. So I think it's great that there's a lot of flack being sent up. If there wasn't, we'd be peddling in a basement in the dark doing nothing.
But it does show what authoritarians they are. They're now sending out hundreds of thousands of letters saying, well, you didn't turn in your semi-automatic handgun, or you didn't register it. Turn it in or we're going to SWAT team you. That article's linked on Red on Infowars.com.
Yeah.
They're trying to pass another law to expand gun confiscation. They're banning basically gun manufacturing in California with micro stamping. They just shut down the last lead smelter for lead bullets. I mean,
I mean, I want people, especially young people, lift the curtain, see the gun. See the gun that is the state. You know, like there was this very energetic Occupy movement where they were outraged at the bankers, right? And they wanted to, and they had all these crazy socialist nonsense because, you know, they're academic.
They tried to hijack it.
Yeah, I got it. But what they did see, which was a terrifyingly beautiful thing for the young to see, what they saw was 3,000 activists being arrested and zero bankers. In fact, the bankers got hundreds of billions of dollars in bailouts.
And Homeland Security simultaneously directing it in 35 cities.
Yep.
They're being scooped up at, 2 a.m.
Yeah, and good. I mean, I'm sorry that it happened to them, but at least they're seeing what it is that they're facing. And they will be, hopefully, if they've got any brains in their skulls, they will not be tempted to go to the state for solutions when they see the state paying off the people who prey upon the poor and the middle class and who sell off the unborn in debt and bonds. They will see them rewarding those people and arresting their brothers and sisters in a revolutionary movement. Hopefully then they will turn away from the state because all we need to do is lift the veil. Evil can never win because the moment that people see it as evil, they reject it. Evil always has to
come. Well, that's right. As soon as we understand the New World Order is a private corporate system that's anti-free market seeking to shut down competition through the state monopoly combine, as soon as those two things are connected by the right wing and the left wing, it's game over. It's game over that George Soros is basically tax exempt, General Electric, Google, Warren Buffett, his company's $400+ billion of bailout money the last 6 years, while he lobbies for higher taxes on the middle class, because he literally is shutting down his competition while feeding on us like a mosquito. I mean, it's game over for that piece of crap the minute that's understood.
Yeah, was it a guy who goes to buy a joint in Colorado has in that purchase paid more taxes than all of General Electric? They make up the rules and they exempt themselves. That's the whole point of power, is to inflict rules on others and escape those rules yourself. You know, if you could convince everyone else in the world to not be a thief, your job as a thief would be totally easy. Nobody would have any locks. They wouldn't protect anything. They'd just assume they lost it or mislaid it, right? The whole purpose of ethics historically has been to convince the masses to be good so that they're productive, which makes them fatter cattle to be preyed on by the rulers. The rulers give us ethics to make sure we don't compete with their evil. It's got nothing to do with them actually believing. You know, thou shalt not steal is a foundational ethic. I don't believe anyone has ever said, well, but you see, taxation is a form of theft, and therefore it's a violation of one of the Ten Commandments. And
that's like Ron Paul's sign. He says, don't steal. Government doesn't like competition.
Government hates competition, yeah. This is the whole problem of ethics. It's invented by, and I'm an ethical guy, and I believe in universal ethics, and I believe in virtue.
But the problem is they use it to make us simpleton chumps and naive, while they are rapacious.
Yeah, I mean, only idiots rob banks. If you want to be a good bank robber, own a bank. That's the way. That's the way.
Exactly. But to make your point, I interrupted about the.
Well, it's just so we're always told as kids, you know, like don't steal, don't push, don't use force to get your way. Negotiate. Use your words. That's what they always say, right? And when you see something like internationally, that's what's happening with the Ukraine. What did they do? They threaten economic sanctions. They threaten ostracism. They threaten to cancel travel visas. They threaten all of this kind of stuff. They're using their words, not their guns and their bombs, because Russia has power. Russia has nukes, right? The age of European warfare ended with the invention of the nuclear bomb. But with us, we get guns and we get jail with us. So with each other, with rulers, they all deal with each other diplomatically and they negotiate and they threaten things and so on. But they don't threaten war that much in the West anymore. But with us, we get guns and we get jail. And this is the horrible
thing. And it's only because it's safe with us, so we don't have nukes.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're the livestock, and they care about us insofar as they want us to be productive. They empathize with us like a farmer empathizes with a cow's desire not to put his face in it.
And they describe us. All elites throughout history call their subjects cattle.
Oh, absolutely. We're just a form of livestock, and this is the first.
The Aztecs called their lower class, basically livestock.
Slaves were livestock.
In the ancient, Hebrew stuff, the neighbors were livestock. But I mean, to the Egyptians, everybody else was livestock.
Yeah.
The Nazis, everybody else was livestock.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it works. We're going to go to break, come right back with phone calls. We'll be with us 20 minutes the next hour. We'll get into the healthcare, the global warming, all of it. Please remember, this is listener-supported radio, not with a barrel of a gun like NPR getting $500 million for many years of taxpayer money, or MSNBC getting stimulus money while lobbying to raise your taxes. We are supported by your free will. I try to carry the best T-shirts, books, films, videos, supplements, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. And if you believe like we believe and are into freedom and like this platform and want to get great products at great prices, we're very competitive, InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And check out the new Men and Women's Made in America Molon Labe. Come and take it, Spartan shirts at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to kick some ash because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even though sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's GetSimpliSafe.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be right back.
very interesting times, the old Chinese adage that, yeah, it's interesting, but it also has a double meaning. It's very serious. And, you know, the crazy thing is I'm just somebody that studied history and common sense, and much of what we've broken down has turned out to be the truth. They've gone through this process of there's no government drug dealing. There's no government money laundering. There's no cancer viruses being added to the vaccines. There's no covert population reduction programs. Now it's just all coming out. But it almost just inoculates people psychologically to go, okay, big deal, to where they'll put up with anything. So how do you quantify that paradox I'm kind of getting at?
Well, for me, at least, being a freedom fighter means always being sorry that I'm right. You know, because it's like, I feel like a sort of doctor, you know, you got a patient who smokes and smokes. You keep saying, man, you got to stop smoking and it's going to make you sick. You got to stop. And a guy keeps smoking and then he gets sick and you're like, man, I hate being right. I wish I'd been wrong. Like, it all turned out to not be true. And now the poor were no longer poor. Income disparities had come down. National debt had been paid off and peace and unicorns and rainbows, populated the planet. But it is a gruesome thing to know where this kind of system leads. There is no end to power lust. You know, they've done studies. The acquisition of power over other human beings is more addictive than cocaine. It actually releases the same kind of chemical hormones in the brain that a drug addiction does.
Yeah, but I like seeing people empowered in art and literature and you know, huge exploration being launched. I don't like telling people what to do.
No, but that's, you know, because you're not addicted to power. But it is a very, very powerful addiction, right? I mean, what's that guy said? Stroke of the pen, law of the land.
Paul Begala.
Yeah, I mean,
stroke of the pen, law of the land, gotta go.
Yeah, I mean, that amount of power to, I mean, imagine what Obama can do.
What about Obama going, I'm good at killing people?
Yeah, well, you know, he may not like to.
I mean, even if you're a real killer, you don't like go, I'm really good at killing people.
Yeah, like, this isn't an ad I've not seen on anyone's business card yet. But Obama, I mean, look at this. He can pass Obamacare. He can then add thousands of amendments to it after the fact with no congressional approval.
He can be the savior of his own bill.
Yeah.
He can fix his own problem.
They can hand out waivers. A direct contradiction of the Constitution.
Total discrimination.
Yeah, supposed to guarantee you equal treatment under the law. They're handing out thousands of
those are royal indulgences. Yeah. Those are, you know.
It's papal Middle Ages nonsense, right? So that kind of power, you can lie to people and say you'll keep your doctor. And then what are the consequences? I mean, you lie to the government, you are going away to in a dark hole for a very long time. The government lies to you, they get your vote with no negative consequences. They have no contract with you.
That's right. When the FBI's been here before with subpoenas for like people threatening on the website or something, you know, just side issues, they go, talk to me. And I go, I cannot talk to you. Because you always put people in jail saying they gave false answers. And that's unconstitutional law. I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
Well, talk to me. No, you understand. The first rule of Fight Club is don't talk to the government. The second rule is don't talk to the government. The third rule is keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
The fourth rule, shut up. What's the fifth rule?
Don't talk to the government.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
It kind of goes on kind of goes for infinity.
The eighth rule, interestingly enough, is don't talk to the government. But
yes.
Yeah, so they have no duty to protect you. They have no duty to control you. You have no control over your government. People think that the vote, all you're doing is voting for people already bought and sold by special interests. You know, they should have those NASCAR stickers all over the congressmen by who's bought and sold them. It's not your interest that they're...
Well, that's it. People in government corporations and all this, they just join their group and then distort everything according to what group they're with. And I thought I was on Team Humanity to have a college of ideas where we vote in the free market for what we believe in through free association. That's what builds a great civilization. Back with your phone calls.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.